Dein ihr trotzdem ein Brief, Rav Jakob Zvi Taborski, Kriyas HaTorah from the Sefer Torah that was found fossil.
Good morning. Today's inyan is about Kriyas HaTorah and the Sefer which is fossil. Just a bit of the background, the Makoros and the Shoshan of the Halacha, and a bit how it's Megillah Lemaaseh. So the Ran in Megillah, the Ha'am of Beis, B'daf Yarif, brings down a stira between two Gemaras. He brings from the Ramban of the stira, that the Gemara in Menachah says that in Tefillin and Mezuzos, one ois is ma'akiv in the Tefillin and Mezuzos. If there's one ois which is written b'psul, or not written at all, then the whole thing is possible. It's ma'akiv b'dievet. He brings Kama Gemaras, that even a Vav was Nifstak, or a Hay was Nifstak, there was a whole story with a Tinnik, with a... There's a whole halacha, so even if one Ois has gone wrong, the Mezuzah and the Tefillin are possible. On the other hand, he brings the Gemara in Gittin, which says that if a Tefillin, which is Chosah, less than one Yiriyah, it's Kosher. If less than one whole Yiriyah, one whole Amud of the Tefillin is missing, then the Tefillin is Kosher, to learn from it. And the time is, Ramban time is, that if a tefillin and mezuzah says that even one is in the akiv, and the Mishnah says in the Megillah that even being svarim, the tefillin and mezuzah, ela one particular thing, there's one thing which is the difference between Sefer Torah and tefillin and mezuzah. So if so, there's a steer between the Gemara. One Gemara is mashma that even one is of Sefer Torah is in the akiv with the evidence possible, and the other one says that you can lean from the Sefer Torah as long as it's not missing a whole year. And he brings down Teres and Ramban. And then the Ram himself says a teretz, which is a big chiddush. And he says like this. He says, any he says, I don't see any ray what Ramban brings to say that a Sefer Torah should be possible to lay from with one is missing. The Maid al Minam bin Menachas, the Parshish and Mezuzah, the Tzim HaPilis Chavach and Ma'akiv, he says, Vadai Shekein Hadin the Sefer Torah. That which it says, that one is in Ma'akiv, it says that's definitely true, that the din is still by Sefer Torah. He says, whatever is Sefer Torah is similar to Tefillin and Mezuzos, it's got the same din. Why so? Shari Tefillin and Mezuzos ain mitzvah on likhrit bohen. There's no mitzvah to lay from Tefillin and Mezuzos. Ela, shachai is kalish mi yisrael likvaya mezuzah. You mechui is to put a mezuzah on your doorpost. Or the hamiyah tefillin, put tefillin on yourself. Uchiyetu was there. He said, Uchiyetu is Sefer Torah. Chai is called Adam Lichter Sefer Torah La'atme. It is a mitzvah on each person to write a Sefer Torah himself, mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. Or a mitzvah zu, in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, Keshem Shetfilin and Mezuzos, Afilo Ois Achaz Ma'akom. Just like Afilin and Mezuzos, when it comes to the mitzvah of having Tfilin on yourself and having a mezuzah on your doorpost, even one Ois is an Achaz in this mitzvah. So Kach Sefer Torah, Afilo Ois Achaz Ma'akom, Shalekiyah mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Achaz Ma'akom. In order to Mekai, mitzvah, see the Sefer Torah, if one oys is wrong, or one oys is missing, then the whole thing is possible, and you're not Mekai in the mitzvah. That's our chiddush. Avot, le'inyin lot seif b'kriyotze, when it comes to kriyas ha'teirah, shehu metakonat nevi'im, the Ezra, that's not anything to do with the mitzvah, see the Sefer Torah. It's the mitzvah of takonat nevi'im, the Ezra. Ein lumei Sefer Torah, mitzvillin l'mezuz. You can't learn Sefer Torah, that's a whole different takonah. And in the takonah of kriyas Sefer Torah, then the halacha is that the Masters in Gittin, that until it's missing a whole Yiriyah, the Sefer Torah is kosher to lay from it, and the Yates, the Mitzvah, is created Sefer Torah. So that's a big chiddush Ram says, that there's two dinim mechal in the Sefer Torah. There's one din in the Sefer Torah, the negah for the Mitzvah of see the Sefer Torah. And for that, you need the Sefer Torah, like filling the mezuzahs. It's not in of reading from them, it's the in of having them on your door, having them on yourself. That's one Indian, and then there's the Indian of Kriyas HaTorah. Some interesting to my
sir. Do you know
the Kriyas is in the Dereis, or the Pashas Lofa? Still don't use Kriyas from the Gansu. That's a good shayla. According to the Ram, the Ram says, so the Kriyas is the Dereis, it should be a thing. It could be, I don't know. It's a good point. It could be that Midrash has no chiyuv to lay from a Sefer Torah. That's some shayla is created by Parshas Zohar. If the chiyuv derived from Parshas Zohar to lay from a Sefer Torah, it's nishkol. Okay, I'll be honest, I'll have to look up. somewhere in the Shant Maik of the five points on the Ram says that by filling the mezuzah, there's no mitzvah to read from filling the mezuzah. So it goes on to the Maik and Shrine. There was a fellow who learned to fill the mezuzah in the Rambam. The Rambam says by mezuzah that the inner of mezuzah is that whenever a person walks in and out of his house, he should be pegir al b'yichud Hashem. He should be reminded what says in the mezuzah of he should be reminded of Amun and Rebbein Shem. So the fellow was learning halacha. He decided he was a bit of an interesting fellow. He decided that he wants to make halacha like the pashas. So he thought when he rolls up his mezuzah, he can't see what's written inside it. So he decided he wants to have his mezuzah straight on his doorpost. He'll cover it with a plastic, and then he'll be able to read his mezuzah every time when he comes in and out. He'll be able to read Shema Yisrael, and he'll be reminded of Ben Shem. So his friends told in Shulchan Aruch he meant to roll it up, and that's the minute of the whole class. But he wasn't impressed. So the story came to Riyasha. And the Azar Chayyim has never been asked in any of the Sifrei Achreinim or any of the Shadrach Tshuvas. So they came to Rabbi Yashar. And with the Kirch of Pesach Kadir, he says straight away from the Furish of Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara tells the Shaila if you can write a mezuzah on a stone. So he says, a stone you can't roll up. So it's the Furish of Gemara that rolling up is not an Akkad B'Diyev. So it's Nishla Alokha and Shukunah, so it's not an Akkad B'Diyev. Of Akkaponim. So the Rav Mechalek of the Indian of having the Sefer Torah, of seeing the Sefer Torah, and that is the Indian of that one has to have a Sefer Torah with every single letter in that mezuzah. That is the Indian of Kriyas Torah. So the Besiyotah in Simon Reish Ayin Tes brings down this Rav, and he brings the Tshuva of one of the Rishonim called Rav Shlomo ben Rashbat, who argues on the Rav, and he says it's a Mefurash Apostle, the late Torah. The Mefurash Apostle in the Torah is not either on. What's the Apostle? He says, because the Mekor of Ksivah Sefer Torah, it's on the Apostle, V'asal Kis V'lochem, Es Hashira Hazois, V'lamdo Es V'nei Yisrael, Sino V'tiyem, was up the Reb Shlomo Ben Arashbah, that you've got Mefurash Apostle, that the Tachlis of Ksivah Sefer Torah is V'lamdo Es V'nei Yisrael. How can the Ram come along and be Mechalit and say that there's two completely separate dinim, there's a mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah and there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Torah? The Pasuk states that the whole tachlis, what is the tachlis of Kriyas HaTorah? It's not like tefillin and mezuzahs, just to have a tefillin on yourself and mezuzah on yourself. The tachlis is belamdo. You're meant to learn from the Sefer Torah. So if you've got a Sefer Torah which is not kosher, so you can't learn from it. So the Ksivah Sefer Torah has got no value if it's not there to learn from. So how can you split out and say that for the mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah you're required to have a proper Sefer Torah, and for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah you're not required to have a proper Kriya? As they expect, the Rav Shlomo ben Arashbah, but we see here the Chayyur, again as a side point, we see here the Chayyur, and you see the Machlokes of Shlomo in the mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah, that the Rav Shlomo ben Arashbah and all the Chokhmah on the Ram learned that the tachlis of the mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah is to learn from it. And the Ram learned, no, the tachlis of the mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah is that he should have a Sefer Torah. And then there's a separate issue of Kriyas HaTorah
b'Rabbah. Maybe you can answer that you have, of course you have to be,
when it gets rubbed out, so you're not yet to any more than Ksivah Sefer Torah. The Ram will
hold.
Every time when you've got the Sefer Torah, as soon as you lose the Sefer Torah, you've lost your mitzvah. The Sefer Torah becomes possible, you've lost your mitzvah. You can have a mitzvah then, but now you haven't any more got mitzvah to see, so therefore, according to the Chokhmah on the Ram, the two mitzvahs are linked.
The mitzvah
to have a Sefer Torah, no?
It's
for them, but every second people that write the material, they don't give it away. They lend it to shul because the mitzvah is to have it. What is your time on the run?
So
his time on the run is that the run separates the two in yon. The run says that you can have a Kriyas HaTorah without the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, and his taina is that the whole task of the Kriyas is to get to the limit. So it proves that the two are linked. And not only you don't need it technically, this you guys saying correctly that when you learn Bereshit you don't need the Sefer Brachah, but the mitzvah you need the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah was have a whole Sefer Torah in order that you should learn Bereshit from a whole kosher Sefer Torah. That was his taina on. So the evidence is that there's a similar theory in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchus Tefillin and Mezuzos, the Sefer Torah period. The Rambam writes there's 20 things which each one of them passes Sefer Torah. Then after by Echol Nehen, if any one of these 20 things happens in a Sefer Torah, Hareyu Kuchumish Menachumoshin, if Poshet Chumish Melamed Menachumekus, we teach children in school. And obviously you say it's got no Kedusha, the Ein by Kedusha Sefer Torah, the Ein Kodim by Rambam. So the Rambam says quite clearly that anything which puzzles Sefer Torah, and one of the things he lists out is that if chaser oif achas, if one letter is missing, then the Sefer Torah is puzzled. And the Rambam says quite clearly that ein kodim bei Rambam. He says it's got no kedusha Sefer Torah at all. It's poshut a chumash that you use in school to teach children. And as well, he says ein kodim bei Rambam. So along comes the Kesef Mishnah and asks the Stira from the Rambam in Tshuvas. The Rambam wrote in a Tshuvas, a Rambam. He wrote that they were noyig b'fnei gedolei hador to learn from a Sefer Torah apostle. And they used to make a brach on it. The Rambam writes, Mevachan al Sefer Torah apostle, Veshekach nagu b'fnei ga'ine oilam. And the Rav was chaylik. And the Rav writes that the Rambam was chayzer. The Rambam wrote this tshuva when he was younger. When he was older, he was chayzer. And the Kesef Mishnah time is that's not a good terrace because very nice, the Rambam could have been chayzer, but the Rambam was meyed that they did so b'fnei ga'ine oilam, and you can't say that all the ga'ine oilam were chayzer and they made a mistake. So that's not a good terrace. So says the Kesef Mishnah, you say this to Gavad, to emphasize the steer in Rambam, that there's a chilek between the Chatchila and the Yavad. The Chatchila, one does not read from a Sefer Torah which is possible. But the Yavad, or in a case where a place has only got one Sefer Torah which is possible, then one can name from it. That was a story which they were known, which they got in the Olam, that they had a place where there was only one Sefer Torah to be had and it was possible. So Mela, that's what they named from that Sefer Torah. So
they used such a strong lashon, the Chumash,
I'm saying it's got no kedusha, but even so, for the chiyuv kriya sefer Torah, when you've got no others, you can learn from it. And the Yosef learns pshat in this Rambam, like the Ram, that you separate the Ram. The Rambam saying ain't by kedusha sefer Torah at all. You're not mekayim it to see the sefer Torah. The ain't kriya by Rambam lechatchila, but the ever the ikut hakon of kriya sefer Torah is completely separate from the mitzvah see the sefer Torah. Anachalam, you don't need kedusha sefer Torah to learn from. That's great enough about making brachos on a chumash beglila. Written that Sefer Torah, what like brachos by itself. The great machlokes training, Rambam hold you can, the other training hold you can't. There's like a link to this machlokes.
What's the Rambam do with the Gemara
after year
is missing?
Yeah. So this is the problem. This is the problem which I'm not clear about. The Rambam himself says, and Tosfos and Sefer say, okay, we'll come to it in a minute. There's a problem here which I'm not sure about. So the Zohar here, you say the bit of machlokes shenim. The Rambam and the Ram learn. The Rambam says at least the Bi'evet, and the Ram seems to apply even the Chachilah. But upon the Rambam and the Ram learn that the mitzvah kriyas sefer Torah does not require a kosher sefer Torah. On the other hand, the Bais Yosef brings down a similar reishayin test. He brings down a roiv rishonim machlokes on this, and they held that kriyas haTorah is ma'akev b'di'evet to have a sefer Torah kosher. And the Bais Yosef brings down edus. That kach nagu the whole sefad katzuni whatever katzuni is, they said they were knowing that if they leaned from a sefer Torah and they found it to be possible, they started all over again. Right, you're reading Parshat Nosli, and it comes to the end of Parshat Nosli, you find the one letter missing, start all over again. Shiva kruim, they make a bracha again because the whole thing was devarim b'teilim v'tom. You weren't used to anything, you weren't the kind of mitzvah, you start all over again. And the Rambam, the Siyotu was made, and that was the minig in Klal Yisrael that Kriyas HaTorah is ma'akev with the Eved, and they lain all over again, make a new bracha, as if they'd never lain before. We don't do that. Well, we're going to
change it.
Right, that's what we come to. Zot the Mesiris in the same next line. Zot the Mesiris of Beshem, his Rebbe, the Mari Beirav, that he changed the whole thing changed the Kalasol through the Mari Beirav. The Mari Beirav of Hinnig, the Mesiris, made the Minig, instituted the Minig, appear the Rambam that says, that one can be yosef b'di'evad with the sefer Torah, which is possible. The mail is not the Mari Beirav, and as that's hack of the halacha nowadays, that if we lay from the sefer Torah and we find it to be possible, so whatever we've laid already, b'di'evad, We say we yotze because the same on the shittas the Rambam and the Ram, and Anoch Anamah, whatever's in the Gersh and the Chatchila, we put the Sefer Torah away, and we bring our new Sefer Torah and we carry on from where we're at. That's part of the Mekoyah of this Inyan, that with the ever the same on the Rambam, and for the Chatchila, we hold out the other training and we have to bring on our Sefer Torah. That's Allah. So, the Bach explains, what is the machlokes here between the Rambam and other Rishayim? So the Bach says that the Yisrael is the Kishayla, what is the Chiv of Kriyat HaTayr? Is the Chiv, what was the Takon of Kriyat HaTayr? What was the Takon of Kriyat HaTayr just to lain, okay, now we'll have to pass the Afrim Eskadation, just to lain pass the Afrim Eskadation? Lav Dabka from the Sefer Torah. The Epsom, one could lain from a Baal Peh or from a Chumash. That was the Ikka Takon. Or do we say that the Ikka Takana was to lay him from the Sefer Torah Kosh? That is the Yisrael Tikkun Machlokes Rishayim. And this is the point you mentioned before, which I'm not clear about, that the Rambam and Tosfos and Sota explain that the reason why you need to have a Sefer Torah is because the Dvarim Shel B'Ktav Yi'atzer Rishayim Le'Im Malpeh. So that's why you need a Sefer Torah B'Ktav. So I'm not quite sure why you can't have a Chumash. The Ma'aseh doesn't say that the Rambam says that a Suma is possible from Kriyas Torah because which is much more that the Epson assumer could be it to the mitzvah, but just he's got a problem that he can't lean in Baal Peh. I wish it was the Epson status. But Akaponim, the Bach says that you see over here that the main takon of Kriya's Torah was the Epson, just the Kriya of the Parsha. And the Mela, you Yetzer, even if you haven't got a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is kosher. And the other Rishonim say, no, that the Chiyav is to lean from a Sefer Torah which is kosher, and therefore, if you've got a Sefer Torah possible, you haven't done anything. And you have to start all over again and make a new Kriyas HaTorah again. So now the Shaila, the Halakha, what do we do now when we find the Torah in the Sefer Torah? So as we've established that we, whatever has been lained, we say La Halakha, that one is yet to be the evidence of the Kriyas. But whatever one hasn't lained, one has to start again. The big shaila is, what does one do about the bracha? So, if the Torah is found in the middle of an aliyah, which is something which happens, what do we do about the bracha? Do we say that we just stop where we are and take our another Sefer Torah and carry on? Or do we say no? Do we say that the ma'aser, one has to make a new bracha on the new Sefer Torah? So here there's a big machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch passes in Simchas Kufman Gimel Sif Dalet, im nimtza toros the Sefer Torah b'shas kriya, if one finds a mistake in the Sefer Torah during kriya tatorah, so mitzien Sefer Torah acheret, if one takes out another Sefer Torah, umafchilin limokim shenimtza hatoros, one starts from the place where the toros has been found, umashvimin hakriya malosim shekorah b'mutzah. If one already has three aliyahs, so one calls another four aliyahs up to be mashvim, because there's three aliyahs, one has been yetzer b'dieved the three aliyahs. The nimsa toys the emsa kriyas hakoreh. One does not find a mistake in the middle of the aliyah. So then goyim kriyosay the sefer hakosher. You finish off with the sefer hakosher. Umevorech la'achreah, and then the oile makes the bracha after the end of the aliyah. The einoy chayzer the vorech aponel. The mechaber paskins that the oile in the middle of the aliyah. You find the psul in the sefer Torah. You stop where you are. Don't make a bracha. You then take out a new sefer Torah. You carry on the kriya, and then you make the bracha la'achreah at the end of the second Sefer Torah. Comes the Bach with the Shtar Kasha. The Bach hangers, he doesn't understand the Mechabah, because he says the halacha is the Moshe. So he makes a bracha on an apple, very priyai, and then the apple rolls away and gets lost, and one wants to eat another apple, one has to make a new bracha. Why? Because the original bracha was on the first apple, one never had doubt on the second apple. Time at the Bach, here one only had doubt for the first Sefer Torah. One never Cholim was going to find the Sul in the Sefer Torah. So one never had the Oile, when he made the Bracha, only had Da'as for the first Sefer Torah. He never had Da'as for the second Sefer Torah. So Mele, his Bracha was never Cholim in the second Sefer Torah. So the Oile, if he takes out a new Sefer Torah, he should have to make the Bracha, the Fonel, on the new Sefer Torah, because the original Bracha was not on the new Sefer Torah, although it's kind of the Bach. And Mele got the Bach, he brings down the Shittas to Rishonim, which the Rimor passes partly back. The Rimor says, Hagot, the im kva koru imoy gimu psukim. The efshe lahafik. The Rama makes a shtukul pshara between the shittas. The Rama says that is. There's a machloekah says, do you make a new bracha on the new Sefer Torah or not? So the Ramah makes a pshar. He says, if you're in a stopping place, if you're in a place where you can stop after halacha, that means you've already lain three psukim, and you're not within three psukim of a parsha or what's written in our chumash of the pay and the samach. When in our where after halacha one can stop or start in that place, so then poiskim shon, one stops there, or mevarich achrel, and one makes a bracha after. That the oila makes a bracha on the pasuk of Sefer Torah. After, before he puts away the pasuk of Sefer Torah, he makes a bracha achrein on Aliyah's Reizam. This is the emphasis in the big chiddush of the Ramah and the Rishonim. They say that Hagam were only simuch on the Rambam b'di'evet, one is already lame. So the Chayra one is now going to make a bracha achrein on the Sefer Torah, knowing that the Sefer Torah is pasuk. So the Chayra, this is a shayla of the Chatkhila. So here we see a chiddush that they say no, that since the Meister, whatever has been lame b'di'evet, we are simuch on the shit as one is yet b'di'evet. So now one is making a bracha on something which we are fastening, one has been ate on. So therefore, even though one is doing the bracha knowing that it's Sefer Torah possible, but one can make a bracha, I'll wait past the Ramah Lamaisa. And as the halacha brings down, B'Shem Roy, G'day L'Achreim, wherever there's no minik paket, it seems to be different with Hagan and Kalis or what to do, but the halacha brings down, B'Shem Roy, G'day L'Achreim, whenever there's no minik paket, if you have a shul which has no clear established minik in the other way, one should be known that it's Ramah, and that's like the halacha, one makes a bracha Achreina on the possible Sefer Torah before one puts it back, then one takes out the new Sefer Torah and makes the bracha Rishonah like normal and a bracha Achrein.
I don't understand when you make a bracha on the Torah, you make it on the Sefer Torah?
Yeah. Oh, very good, very good. So Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Achreinim that they tie it back on the Bach. No, not you tie it. That with the dark of the oil on the Sefer Torah, it's not. When you make a bracha on an apple, you want to eat this apple. Right? When you make a bracha on a lulav, you want to shake this lulav. When you make a bracha on the Kriyas HaTorah, and a Chanama, incidentally, you're leading from this Sefer Torah. But you're not making a bracha on the Sefer Torah. You're making a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, which you happen to be doing in one particular Sefer Torah. But they find that the bracha is being made on the parsha, not on the Sefer Torah. And Mela, that's what they find that is part of the machlokes between the Rishonim. The shittas that hold, one has to make a new bracha, the Ramah, they say that the bracha is on the parsha, is on the Sefer Torah. But the Mechaber which says that one doesn't make a bracha because he held that the bracha is on the Kriya in itself and not on the Sefer Torah. Now the Chayyur, one can link this with the Machlekes we said before. We said before that the Machlekes, the same thing as Machlekes in the midst of Kriya Torah, is the midst of Kriya Torah to lame from the Sefer Torah, or is the midst of Kriya Torah to lay in the parsha? Because if one says the mitzvah is to lay in dafka from a Sefer Torah, then the chayyur one could say that it's like any other mitzvah, like mitzvah lulav, mitzvah shofar, one's making a bracha on this particular thing. And if a new one comes along didn't have dafka before, so one has to make a new bracha. Masha'inkin, if you say the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is the ikkar of the Kriyas HaParsha, now it happens to be for some zaytik reason one has to lay in from the Sefer Torah, but the ikkar takon of Kriyas HaTorah was to lay in the parsha, then it's very mistaken to say that you're saying that the da'af ha'ila is to make a bracha on the parsha, regardless of which Sefer Torah you're from. The problem is the Bach himself took on this. The Bach himself asked the question on the Mechaber after he said that chat in the Mechaber is, like the Rambam, that the Ikka Tekona was the Kriyas HaParsha. So then the Bach one has to say that there's a chilip between the Etzim Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is type of the Kriyas HaParsha, and then there's a lot of the da'af ha'ila. The Hilchot Bracha to turn on the da'af ha'ila. Now in da'af ha'ila one can say that even though Abhi Halacha, the Ikka Takana was the Kriyas HaParsha, but it's very mistaken to say that Da'af Ha'ili doesn't know this. His Da'af is to lay from this Sefer Torah. So he only had Da'af from this Sefer Torah. Mele, the Bach held that since he never knew that it was going to come another Sefer Torah, he was mechuyev to make a new bracha.
So even in the Sefer Torah, the Ikka
is to shake the Lord. Yeah, no problem.
You've got to have a valid object. So here's the same thing. Ikka is to read the parasha. You've got to have a valid mitzvah to read the parasha from.
Yeah, the difference is there, the mitzvah is to shake the lulav. That was the essence of mitzvah. Here the mitzvah is to create the parasha. No, that's the reason why you need to say this. That's the chilek. Why by lulav you can't say you off? You know, you think it's different to an apple. An apple, you want to eat this apple. Only any apple, okay?
Here you go.
The baseball. Yeah. Yeah. So there's one halacha like today, which is Nagar, which is yetzer from this machlekes, the Rishonim in the midst of Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah brings down in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel many different psulim in the Sefer Torah. Very complicated halachos. When one does take out a new Sefer Torah, doesn't take out a new Sefer Torah. And Mishnah finishes off his say from the Prima Gadol. And Shara Klein brings down the Chaim. They say the Koyt High Kolav Yot. I'll tell you a big rule to remember. Whenever you've got something which is a vadai psul, then you're required to take out a new Sefer Torah. The davar shehu machloekes haposkim, yesh lehokil in the kriyas haperes lay lehokti acheres. Why? Because some poskim hold that you're allowed to lay in from the Sefer Torah posul. That's a shetanama. And then you've got a shaila in the etzem psul, whether the psul is the psul. So you've got the prima gadol and you've got the sect taker. And with the sect taker, you can make all to lay in from the Sefer Torah. Now we've got the prima gadol. Along comes the marit. And the marit finds and chooses, he says, this is not called the sect taker. The rule is Acher Rab Nachatis, and Rav Rishonim hold not like the Rambam and the Ram. And the Mela, that's not called Sefer. It's not even stuff like that. The Minhag Olam was that you start all over again three times. You start all over again, and you lay in from the new Sefer Torah, the whole Kriyas Torah. So the fact that it's a shift to Rambam and Ram doesn't even make it a Sefer. Yeah, or the Prima Gadol is coming after the Mari Beirav, after the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef was made the Anhorim Kalisol, Alpi the Mari Beirav to be famous on the Shittas Rambam B'Dievet. So now that has again changed the whole halacha B'Negea to the Psulim in the Sefer Torah. Until the Beis Yosef came along, the Marit Tainas, that since Rav Rishonim held that as Pasuk in the Sefer Torah, not even Yosef B'Dievet, the Mela, that's not even Roy to Mitzar to make a spectator. So you've only got one sophist in the psul, whether the psul is a proper psul or not. Now Sha'in came, that the Prima Gadol, that after the Siyosef said Al Peter Marie Berad, that B'dievet one is similar from the Shittas Rambam. So Ibazoi is now Nichna to the sophist. You've got now Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ram against all the Rishonim, whether you're Mekayim, the Mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah with the Sefer Torah Apostle, that's one Shai, that's one sophist. And then you've got another sophist in the psul in front of you, whether the psul is a psul of the Fal, Machlokes, that's what you're talking about. So if so, the child creates a theory, if one finds something which is a sophist, so one can use the principle of sex taker to say that yesh lahokul the ain lahoitzi acher.